say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the arc's red glare, the bombs bursting in a gate through the night, that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, the land of the free. And the home of the brave.
What is America becoming? We will find out in the next 7 days. But a sign of the times, a symptom of the times, is what Marjorie Taylor Greene announced last night on television news, her plans to impeach Joe Biden.
Congresswoman, I understand, though, you have something pressing, something important, and something new you'd like to share with everybody.
Yes, I would like to announce on behalf of the American people, we have to make sure that our leaders are held accountable. We cannot have a president of the United States that is willing to abuse the power of the office of the presidency and be easily bought off by foreign governments, foreign Chinese or Chinese energy companies, Ukrainian energy companies. So on January 21st, I will be filing articles of impeachment on Joe Biden.
Wow. Articles of impeachment on Joe Biden on his first full day as president. I'm looking at Hunter Biden right now, so we're talking about Joe. Obviously, we know Hunter's got issues as well. How is that going to work? You are a freshman. You're in the minority. What will happen next? Is this symbolic, or can you really do something about this?
Well, like I said, I'm a big believer in having people in office that are actually willing to do the job. And I can't imagine people in this country being so fearful of a future of a Biden presidency that they may be willing to commit violence like they did in the Capitol here in Washington, D.C. We cannot have that. I do not condone that violence. The American people need hope. They need to know that there are Republicans in Congress that are willing to stand up and fight for them, regardless of being in a minority, regardless of having all at odds against us, against me, or against anyone in Congress. We have to hold people accountable. Joe Biden is on record on the phone saying that he would withhold $1 billion of foreign aid if he didn't get his way with these deals with his son, Hunter. And there's an ongoing investigation with Hunter Biden's laptop into being bought and paid for by Chinese, communist Chinese energy companies. This is a dangerous threat to our country when we have a man that will be holding the power of the presidency, but will so easily and is on record for abusing power.
So freshman Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, a great patriot. Thank God we have people like her in Congress and a few others like Lauren Boebert, Louis Gohmert is standing up as well. I believe some of the other potential freshmen that were going to get elected, I think they may have had their election stolen from them, like Kim Klasick, but they live to fight another day. So this is now the new standard where you have a totally corrupt guy get fake elected, and now you have impeachment against him before he even gets into office.
Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high quality storable food, with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
Can't imagine people in this country being so fearful of.
It's my life in a box in front of me. Take it off in my arms, it's the soul of me. You walk by, ask to see me laid face down.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, January 14th, the year 2021. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Streaming live at band.video, theresistance.video, and warroomisraw.com. I'm your host, Owen Troyer, with you for the next 3 hours. I'm going to be covering as much news as I can get two in the first hour. Jim Hoft joining me in the second hour, and he's got some breaking news at the Gateway Pundit. And guys, can you also print me the story? You may have already done it, actually, from the Gateway Pundit, where they identified the people that were sending around those flyers about armed protests. I think they published that last night. If you guys can find that, we'll talk about that with Jim Hoft, as well as some other breaking news that I didn't even know about when I was making my headline on the show today. But it's at the Gateway Pundit now. Biden inaugural National Guard troops authorized to use lethal force as D.C. turns into police state. So not when they are riding all summer of 2020 with the $2.2 billion property damage. Not when they were riding after Trump's inauguration in 2017 with the smashed windows and the burned cars and the flipped cop cars and all of that. No, now. Now, the full force and might of law enforcement must be turned against American patriots, because that's the times we are living in. America is occupied by major corporations that have signed on with a world government communist Chinese agenda. Many of our politicians are bought off or blackmailed to go along with it. And so, yeah, we the people want to take our country back, and of course, the system is going to be there to stop us. Will this lead? They say politics make strange bedfellows. Will this lead to elements of the left and the right finally building bridges to come together to fight the corrupt establishment that wants to enslave all of us? Or will we not have that wherewithal to make that connection and increase our odds of victory? And if I can get through all the news in the first 2 hours, I want to take phone calls in the third hour of today's transmission. So that's what we have on tap. But you know what? I'll go ahead and do this now. I was going to save it for later, but I'll go ahead and do it now. I want to give a big hat tip, big ups to the InfoWars crew, and specifically the War Room crew today. And I want to give big ups and a big thank you to this audience today. They have just released the Top Talk Stream Live Power 50. They do this every year. And the War Room with Owen Troyer has moved up 18 spots on the Top 50 to number 28 in the Top 50 podcasts on the internet. So I want to give the crew big ups. I want to give the audience big ups. And I can't even tell you how incredible this is for us to do this while being completely censored everywhere. So if we weren't censored everywhere, I think definitely probably top 20, maybe top 10. But with the censorship to now be on number 28, we've been on air since September 6th, 2017. Yes, give yourselves a big round of applause. Pat yourselves on the back, crew. We've been on air September 6th, 2017. Not even 5 years on air, and we're already one of the top rated, most listened to, streamed talk shows on the internet. So big thanks to you and the audience. Big thanks to the crew behind me. Couldn't have done it without you. And again, it's like double a victory, not just to be on there, but while being the most censored transmissions in the world here at InfoWars, to still make it is spectacular. So big hat tip to the crew, big hat tip to the audience. And more so, as you know, and this is like even the triple level of victory, they really didn't think InfoWars would be on air. They really thought when they removed us off all the platforms and made us build our own infrastructures and attacked us and lied about us that we would not be here in these pivotal moments to report what's really going on, still getting more traffic than ever. But yet here we are. And so it's by the grace of God. It's by the grace of this great audience, this great crew, everything Alex has done for 20 plus years. So I don't take a second of what we do here for granted, and neither should you. And that's why you should get to InfoWarsStore.com and get the great supplements, get the emergency food supplies, the water supplies. Who knows, folks? I don't want to be dystopic here on air all the time. It's not really who I am as a person, but when I cover the news, I'm gonna give it to you as it is. So who knows what happens after Biden gets in? They may try to even shut down our store, shut down our payment processors, do anything they can. So stock up on supplements that you know you need and you love before they could potentially shut us down. Now, again, not trying to be dystopic, not trying to say that that's inevitable, but you know the times we're in. So get your emergency food at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your air filters, get your water filters, get all the great supplements. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And keep InfoWars on the air. Keep the war room on the air. And we will continue to climb the charts. And we will continue to awaken hearts and minds and souls and spirits across the fruited plain, across the earth. InfoWarsStore.com. You guys make it all possible. And I was discussing this last night on a podcast that I was on, 21 the podcast, but I realized, I think not only, and then Matt Bracken did a good job breaking it down on the Alex Jones show, Pete Santilli back on the Alex Jones show today, also incredible. I think that their January 6th setup was actually, see, they're still running the post operations of the news and the narrative and how it's going to be used against us. But as far as the activities there, boots on the ground went that day, they really only had about a 5 to 10% success rate. And I think they even misfired, because I think what they wanted to do was plan it, whoever was leading the march, whether it was us or whether it was Trump, so that we would be coming up on the Capitol with all the people. And that's when they would start the incursion. That's when they would start the breach. That's when they would start the violence. And then they'd say, see, it was Trump. See, it was Jones. They didn't get that. We were calling for peace. The Capitol was already breached before we even started going that direction. They're lying about that. They're lying about the timestamps. They're lying about the developments. So they're running their post ops with the misinformation. But thank God Trump supporters are smart not to fall into a trap entirely. Thank God that our timing worked out so that we were nowhere near involved in any of the violence at the Capitol. And thank God, really, in a way, there were so many Trump supporters there that they couldn't even run this operation cleanly just because there were millions of us in the street. And thank God there's so many patriotic Trump supporters that were stopping the violence in the Capitol that day. And of course, We've documented it all right here on the War Room all week and last week ad nauseum with all the HD footage. But it's pretty sickening to see what's happening in D.C., and there's an image that was iconic to me of Nancy Pelosi standing in front of all the National Guard, standing there like she owns them, like they are her pets. And she is a criminal psychopath. So she knows this is her protection now. She's the mafia gangster of Congress. And uh-oh, we the people are upset at her crimes. So she has to call in the military against us. And she loves it because she is a criminal mafia gangster, just like her daddy. But you know what's funny, on a side note, about us being in the top 50, top 28? There's no liberals on this list.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now. Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight-up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high-quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high-quality storable food, with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
You heard in the last segment, I'm not going to berate you with this, but I am proud of this crew. I am proud of this audience. And you know what? We deserve to pat ourselves on the back when we have accomplishments. But here's something I noticed about the top 50 streamed talk shows on the internet that is strange, because Biden had these magic 80 million votes, more votes than any president ever. And, you know, Where are these Biden voters? Well, they don't really watch TV news, I guess, because the Democrat TV news stations have the lowest ratings. They don't go to events because Biden didn't have anybody at any of his rallies. And apparently they don't listen to talk radio either, because not a single liberal topped the Power 50 list. In fact, the only liberal I know that even has a successful podcast, and I don't even know if he still does it, I think his name was Mike Maron. Or something like that. Do you guys know what I'm talking about on the crew? Mark Maron, yeah. He's a liberal, but I don't even think he's topping the list anymore. So where are all the Biden voters? Where do they go? Where do they come from? Who are they? I'm not seeing them. There seems to be no anecdotal evidence of this mass support of Joe Biden. Strange, isn't it? It's very strange. Now, of course, another reason why you don't have liberal talk shows that are successful is because they literally can't do it. They don't have the intellectual capacity. They don't have a foundation of principles or beliefs to build off of. They have no linear logic. They have no foresight. They can't reach any conclusions. And so, of course, there's no leftist liberal talk show hosts that are successful. They literally can't do it. They're too dumb. And you know, it's funny, you know who's not on this list? Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama. Isn't that funny? Remember the big promotion of Big Mike? Big Mike in the morning. Yeah, this is Big Mike Obama in the morning. Nobody listens. Nobody cares. All right. Let's get in to some of these news developments today before Jim Hoft joins me. So look at what is happening to Republicans now, or inside of the Republican establishment, which is really where we were. Really, it's where we were before Trump. The Republican establishment hated us too. The Republican establishment tried to reject Trump in 2015. Into 2016, we the people overcame it. But you continue to see the stories like this coming out of D.C. from Republican establishment hacks and bimbos and chuds who just like being accepted in D.C. They like hanging out with the politicos. They like getting their pictures with the senators. They like having access to the White House dinners. So that's what they're in it for. So, yeah, they're going to turn against you, the people, and Trump, because that's what's going to get them back access into the D.C. politico life. So the headline from The Hill, GOP lawmaker: Trump has no future in the Republican Party. Now, do you understand that this is the exact opposite of what's going on? This is the epitome of hyperbole. The Republican Party has no future without Trump. There are going to be so many pissed off Trump voters at the Republican Party, they'll never vote Republican again. There are going to be so many people that have a bad taste in their mouth now when they see an R because they got screwed by the Republicans, that they're not going to go vote. They're not going to motivate others to vote. They're not going to donate $100, $1,000, $20. So all of this claptrapping from D.C. Republican politicos that they have to ditch Trump. It's the only way to survive. Mitch McConnell, all of them. It's the exact opposite of reality. And it just goes to show you how out of touch the Republican Party is with the voter, or it shows you how little the Republican Party actually cares about their voters. Could be a little of both. So expect that trend to continue. But thank God Louis Gohmert is not one of them. Another individual I got to meet and shake his hand one time. Just tell him, hey, keep up the good fight. Louis Gohmert dunks on Pelosi, quotes her support for Black Lives Matter riots on the House floor. Liberals freak out. Well, yeah, because you're not allowed to use their words against them. See, they get to put words in your mouth after they take the words out of your mouth by censoring you. But then if you dare actually show what they've said or done, that's against the rules. Look at some of these quotes. I will never stop. I don't care. I'm not someone that likes to be redundant, but I will never stop showing the double standard of the liars on the left. Kamala Harris, quote, protesters should not let up. That was this summer after they destroyed multiple major cities. Maxine Waters, if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, you get out and create a crowd and you push back on them. Maxine Waters, 2017, after Trump got elected. Nancy Pelosi, I just don't know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be soon. 2017, because Trump was elected. Ayanna Pressley, there needs to be unrest in the streets. So they promoted it. They did it. But you know what, guys? You know what? We actually now have exclusive footage, folks. I have to do this. We have now exclusive footage from January 6th at the Capitol. Go ahead and roll the footage, guys. This is actually really disgusting. Roll the B-roll, please, guys. We have footage of January 6th that has not been seen yet of the Trump siege insurrection in D.C. And so we're going to go ahead and roll that right now for you to see. We've just been able to get this footage. And so it's very important that you see this. Yes, there they are, folks. There are the Trump supporters in D.C. on January 6th. Look at them go. Look at those Trump supporters. Look at the siege on D.C. from these Trump supporters. I mean, can you imagine such violence? Can you imagine such hatred and crime? Just look at these criminals destroying D.C. on January 6th, sieging, bashing people over the head, gaping wounds over people's heads, destroying property, destroying cars. I mean, look at the Trump supporters just running wild, just causing total chaos, bashing old men over the head till they bleed out on the ground, destroying structures and parks, just total siege in D.C. This was 2017 after the inauguration of Trump. Oh, that's right. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that's what this was. Oh, I'm sorry. It was 2017 when the Democrats were rioting and acting like terrorists in D.C. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. My bad.
The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link. Theresistance.video. Theresistance.video.
It's time. time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I am here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watch Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent. Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. You've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalist. And if you gave us straight-up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high-quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high-quality storable food, with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
Infowars.com/show.
There's cucks.
You're fucking a white male.
And then there's the cuck slayer.
If you impeach Trump, it'll be civil war.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
You know, I really don't have the words to explain the political irony of the most law enforcement you've ever seen in a martial law type scenario in D.C., where they're now building walls. They hate the walls, but except when it's to protect them. Handing out guns. They hate the guns, except for when it's to protect them. To the tens of thousands of National Guard that are in D.C. and the expanded law enforcement. And I'm seeing more stuff coming in, more cement barricades, more troops, weapons, everything. I mean, they are building basically a compound holdout for the biggest criminals in America. And, of course, I'm talking about our Congress. And, you know, it's ironic watching all of this, because they're not even doing anything. They're literally sleeping all day. And I'm not saying that to be disparaging or you know, make light of their duty. I'm just saying they're literally just sleeping all day, because there's nothing to worry about, except when you're a world-class criminal like we have in Congress, well, you're constantly worried because now the people know of your crimes. And so now you have to send in martial law, military style lockdown of the city because you know you're a huge criminal. You know that the people are aware of it and you're now scared to death that justice could be coming your way. So what do? Stage a false flag, Reichstag style event. Say that the American people are terrorists. And so now you have to be protected and locked down in a martial law, military style lockdown in Washington, D.C. Headline from Express. Exhausted National Guardsmen sleep on Capitol floor. 20,000 to guard Biden inauguration. No one's going to be there. No one's in D.C. No one's causing violence. It's the gangster, mafia, criminal cabal of our Congress. It's just like anything else. You had like Osama bin Laden, his big compound protected by armed men, walls, everything. That's now Congress. You look at El Chapo. You look at any major mafia, gangster, criminal, they always have a massive infrastructure of protection around them. That's Congress. That's Pelosi. And it's really just sick to see how controlled we really are and to see how out of control and illogical this planet and the human activity on it has really become. When we send our troops overseas to protect elections and democracy, and it's the criminals in our Congress that do it, but then when they break the law, they get protected by the same people that we send around the country to stop people from oppressing their citizens. So they oppress us. They call in the military to protect them. Oh, but we'll send the military everywhere else to stop oppression. But in America now, it's used to oppress them against the will of the people, which was the election of Donald J. Trump. And the story is at gatewaypundit.com. Jim Hoff is going to be joining us. National Guard troops authorized to use lethal force as D.C. turns into police state. D.C. is now a communist hellhole. D.C., you can't get a meal. You can't get a beverage. You can't do anything. Because it's the criminal capital of the world now. And that's now how our National Guard is being used to protect the criminals. The entire National Guard could leave tomorrow. Not a single Trump supporter would break anything. Not a single Trump supporter would even go to the Capitol. Not a single Trump supporter would even show up. They're gone. We left town. So what is the National Guard really doing other than laying around sleeping, playing cards, or playing on their phone or whatever? Again, not to disparage them. It's to disparage how they're being used. It's to disparage how they're being aimed against the will of the people. It's to explain that the real criminals are in Congress and are scared. This is the lowest rated Congress in U.S. history. Think about that. So the lowest rated Congress in U.S. history is now moving to impeach the most popular president in U.S. history for the second time. Did that sink in? The lowest rated Congress in U.S. history is moving to impeach the highest rated president in U.S. history. That's where we're at. So of course Congress is going to call in the military to protect them. They need their criminal activity protected. Like any other mafia, gangster, cabal. That's who these people are. And boy, oh boy, are they in some sort of state right now in Trump's final 7 days in office. And we're starting to learn some more about what's been going on behind the scenes. Sadly, it's what we expected. Headline from The Hill, Kushner stopped Trump from joining Parler and Gab after Twitter ban. Thanks, Kushner. And it was probably him because he likes to hang out with the big tech people. He's friends with them. And it seems like Ivanka, I mean, I don't want to say she's at odds with her father, but it seems like she's kind of got her own little agenda now. And I don't want to play family politics here with the Trumps, but you know Trump is loyal, very loyal to his sons and daughters, particularly Ivanka. And I think that that nepotism had a lot of influence in his White House, and I think it did them a lot of harm. And I think that Ivanka kind of likes the celeb of the politics. And I think Kushner likes the grandstanding and the prestige of hanging out with all the tech elites and stuff at the Hampton parties. Of course, we know about the place in New York. But it appears perhaps the Kushner Ivanka influence on the Trump White House perhaps did more harm than good. And it now appears that it has been Kushner keeping Trump on Twitter. Well, why would he do that? He wouldn't be in contact with those big tech companies massaging his own relationship. Or would he? Trump should have gotten off Twitter a long time ago, and we wouldn't be in this situation. And, you know, that's kind of the weird thing about InfoWars right now is that because we were the first target and we survived their attack and now we've been battle-hardened to exist in this new political censorship atmosphere, we're like on a better like track than anybody else right now. It's not going to be totally sold out, that is. So all you're going to have left at the current trend is people on air that are willing to completely sell out or turn against Trump, or they're going to be censored because they refuse to stop talking about our election being stolen. And so that's how this is going to go. But that's why you look at Parler and it's just like total mystery land. But it's like, we've already been through the battle. So now we're battle hardened. Now we can show people the way. And it's going to be tough. It's going to be rough. It's going to be tumble. But yeah, you're fighting a communist, totalitarian, corporate tech takeover. So yeah, it's not going to be easy. Kind of a tough battle.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available. In this 1 minute ad, I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block. InfoWarsStore.com.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force, or actually carrying out force, for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We got more evidence that this election was a total fraud, a total hoax, and it is an impossibility based on the statistical odds that Joe Biden even got 70 million votes, let alone 80. I think he probably even struggled to get 60, quite frankly. So more is coming up on that with Jim Hoft. And they've now put up an updated number of the attendance at Trump rallies for 2020 versus attendance for Biden rallies. So you can imagine what those numbers look like, but we'll do a deep radio tease with that coming up with Jim Hoft in the next hour, as well as some other developing news that they have. This story broke today. Is this hope? Is this a sign? Or is it just more of the political gears working in D.C. from the Justice Department? MIT professor arrested and charged with grant fraud. Now, this is going to get interesting here. Defendant allegedly failed to disclose his work for the People's Republic of China to the U.S. Department of Energy. Gang Chen was charged by criminal complaint with wire fraud, failing to file a foreign bank account report, and making a false statement in a tax return. Chen was born in China, naturalized U.S. citizen. And I could go on and read from this entirely, but what I want to do with you live on air and the crew is I want to go ahead and let's see what we can find If you plug in, you can try Google or DuckDuckGo or Swiss Cows or maybe all of it and just see what you get in a different search. Gang Chen and Joe Biden. See if we get anything there. Just a hunch. Let's just say it's a hunch. Let's just say curiosity killed the old cat. And let's say we're a little curious today. So, guys, give me a pull up a search there of Joe Biden, Gang Chen. Wonder if there's anything interesting to see. I do wonder. There is a press conference about Gang Chen, I think, today, too. Well, let's just say there's a hunch that maybe this Gang Chen has some connections with a Joe Biden. And if that's not out in the news yet, maybe it will be in the near future. But nonetheless, another person in the U.S. working with the Chinese communists and failing to disclose this work to the U.S. government. Why would that be? This is an MIT professor as well. So Chinese communists get involved with people in the West, get involved with professors. So we'll see if anything else comes of this, but you're probably not going to see that reported anywhere. James O'Keefe released this statement a few hours ago after Jack Dorsey says he was not happy that they had to ban Donald Trump. Oh, he was just so upset about that, I'm sure. So he mentioned in a tweet how upset he was about that. And so James O'Keefe responds, Jack, we have insiders within your company coming to us literally about to blow the whistle on you. Oh, I've never seen such an influx of tech whistleblowers in my life reach out to us on our signal. And then he puts out the number there. What do you think is going to be coming out about Jack Dorsey? What do you think is going to be coming out about his lawyer for Twitter, Gaudet? Project Veritas never sleeps. Thank God for Project Veritas. And thank God for InfoWars to rebroadcast what Project Veritas does, because just doesn't really happen that often, unfortunately, as much as it should. Let's get into some of this COVID, latest COVID New World Order news. So, by the way, you know, the general notion now is that a virus now controls all human activity on Earth. And so that's the precedent. And if you can establish that precedent in the youth, if you can establish that precedent in children, and then it becomes a generational thing, 3, 4, 5 generations, there will be no more free human movement at all. Everything will be dictated by the potential threat of a virus. So you can't work, you can't go to a pool, you can't do this, you can't have a gathering, you can't do anything because of a virus. Of course, you know what the out will be. Take your microchip, take your smart vaccine. Even though in Norway, where you had doctors, they had panels like 10 dozens of doctors, Norway, all over Europe, Switzerland, saying there is no pandemic. There is no pandemic. They were doing this halfway through 2020. Nobody picks it up. They roll out the vaccines. Norwegian Medicine Agency links 13 deaths to vaccine side effects. Now, of course, they were old. The elderly died from the vaccine. Well, of course, they have immune systems that are compromised because of their age, potentially, and they don't get out too often. So, and in total, 13 was just from this story, but a total of 23 deaths. 23 deaths have been reported in connection with the COVID vaccination. And then a quote from the article, the reports might indicate that common side effects from mRNA vaccines, such as fever and nausea, may have led to deaths in some frail patients. Chief physician Sigurd Ortemo in the Norwegian Medicine Agency noted. So first they say, oh, InfoWars is a conspiracy theorist. There is no mRNA vaccine. Then they roll out the mRNA vaccine. It kills dozens of people. And they just say, well, this is just a side effect of the mRNA vaccine that, by the way, doesn't exist. But it's never going to end. That rat Fauci just won't go away either. You know, there's big rats in D.C. If you ever been to D.C., they have some of the biggest rats. I mean, they're everywhere out on the streets. But Fauci, the biggest of them all, Dr. Fauci warns there's a possibility U.S. has its own super COVID strain after infection spike. Think about how dangerous this guy is. Think about how much he hates you. Well, there could be a possibility that there's a super virus now. We got a super virus. You're just going to have to be a slave forever. Wear that mask forever. What a jerk. People are already scared. You've already faked a pandemic. You've already crushed the economy. And now you have to come back and tell people we have a super strain. You are a sick human being. You know, it's one thing to betray a country. It's a whole nother thing altogether to betray the human race. And that's what Anthony Fauci's done. When he fakes pandemics and then has people living in fear over a virus that he knows came out of a Wuhan lab that he helped develop. You're the super spreader, Fauci. You're the super spreader. You're the super virus. CDC to require all air travelers to U.S. to show negative COVID tests. So that's now the new normal. You're just being COVID testing yourself five times a day. Oh, and now the economic financial plan. Housing advocates call on Biden to extend eviction ban. So basically you can't pay rent because of COVID, but you get free money. That's the new communist way. But hey, it's because of a virus. You can't work. You can't make money because of a virus. So, you know, and Biden is probably going to announce this in his new economic rescue package, as they're calling it.
The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video, theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on Alex Jones' show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to this info. War store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense. Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense. Living.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Now listen, you don't live in a free country anymore. There's a super virus coming to get you. Trust me, I know all about it. I helped make it. You see, I made a very, very powerful super virus. We then put it in the Wuhan lab because the people in America didn't want these dangerous viruses in their lab. So we said, fine, we'll work with the Chinese commies. So I got Obama, I got Bill Gates, we transferred it over to China, we started working on the COVID. Then we released it to the population and put it in the nursing homes, and it wasn't as deadly as we hoped, but we got plenty of dead people enough to fake a pandemic and shut down the economy. But see, it's just not enough. These Americans, they're a little pesky. Land the free, home of the brave, they say. So we're going to have to knock that out. And I'm going to have to, we're going to have a super virus now. So we're going to have, you've already seen coronavirus and COVID-20 and all. We're going to have the super strain. So it's now the super strain of COVID. If you think you're a free American, you're not. Okay? You're a slave to a virus. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Thank you for that, Dr. Anthony Fauci, you crook. And now in the UK, Barclays, Santander, and NatWest update face mask rules as HSBC threatens to close accounts. So now they're saying you don't wear the face mask, you don't even get a bank account. Wow. And then there's a funny video that Vox put up, and they used the footage from our anti-mask protests back in May or something. And one of these ladies, this is a great girl, has a sign that says, "My body, my choice, no face mask." And then they use that as their cover for the video, and they don't even see the irony. And the video is entitled, "Why Face Masks Became Political in the U.S. Why do so many Republicans refuse to wear masks? Because we're free men and women, not cowards and frauds like you." But look at what they're doing to a brave American gym owner in New Jersey.
What's up, guys? Here at the Attilus Gym at Belmar, we are now in our eighth month of a very nasty, long, and drawn-out legal battle against Governor Philip Murphy and Judith Persichelli at the Health Department here in New Jersey. Most of you listening to this probably have at least some idea of what we've been through in the past 8 months. The most recent update as of yesterday was the implementation of a $15,497.76 per day fine for every day that Attilus Gym Belmar opens its doors to its members. Now, we have ongoing litigation in the matter defending ourselves against the unconstitutional and oppressive nature of these fines. We also have ongoing litigation against the 80 municipal and criminal charges against us, ongoing litigation in the case of the revocation of our business license without due process, and the unconstitutional health department shutdown that was placed upon us in the first place. As of this morning, without warning, and without permission, and in the middle of litigation, Governor Murphy took it upon himself to empty our bank account entirely to the tune of $165,000. Now, as we do not charge our members, and we have not charged our members since April 1st, we have fought this legal battle and paid our bills entirely on donations from you guys, as well as t-shirt and merchandise sales in-store and online. This will not stop us. We will not stand down. We will continue to fight this fight because we know, based upon what is outlined in the Constitution, that when we get to the right courts and in front of a judge who respects the Constitution, we will win this case. And we will make sure that no governor or no government official will ever wield these powers ever again. So this will not stop us. We are asking for your continued support in any way possible. Please share this video on all platforms as much as you can. Continue to keep our story in the forefront. If you can donate, please donate. We have a secure fund now being started for ongoing litigation. If you want to buy some merchandise, we will get it out.
I'll tell you what, I'm definitely going to go support these guys. I'm going to go get a t-shirt or a hat or something and wear it to my gym. Thank God for Attilus Gym standing up and fighting this, and so well said. By the way, I think they're up to over 100,000 people that have gone through their doors. Zero COVID. Zero COVID. Zero. Not a single one.
I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I am here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watch Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
Humanity will be free again. And the crooks in Congress will be exposed. Welcome back to the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, today I am drinking the coffee from InfoWarsStore.com, the Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee, my favorite coffee. Of course, our favorite coffee here at the office. Nothing like a fresh pot of Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee from InfoWarsStore.com. Get yours exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can find out the difference between our coffee and the rest. And this has never changed. We have never changed the price on our coffee since it's been in the store for about 10 years now. So that's how we fund ourselves. We sell things that you need, that you like coffee. And while you're getting your coffee from InfoWarsStore.com, pick yourself up a mug. We also have survival coffee. How about that? So you've got your emergency food supply, perhaps. You've got your emergency water supply, perhaps. But you're a coffee drinker. Did you think about your emergency coffee supply? We've got that covered. InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget about all the great supplements. I will be heading to the gym later tonight. And I absolutely love the InfoWars supplements to help stay physically fit. And you know, I had somebody make this joke to me earlier, and really she should be the one doing it, but how we need to start doing plugs, talking about the supplements, and like get sexy again. Like being fit, being healthy is sexy. Like they do this whole thing where they put like 500-pound woolly mammoths on the cover of magazines. Say, look at how beautiful she is. She has like rolls on top of rolls. Hey, it's none of my business. I don't really care. Being healthy is sexy. Being fit is sexy. So do yourself a favor. Help yourself out. Get the great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com to get in the best shape of your life beginning today. InfoWarsStore.com, that's how we... Oh, my gosh. Ugh, jeez. I think one of those gals ate Khloe Kardashian. Oh, jeez. I'm sorry. It's like, hey, you know, number one cause of death in the United States is a cardiovascular problems and heart problems. But hey, you know, be a fat hog. See, I shouldn't even be mean to these women. I don't really care. It's none of my business what people want to do with their bodies. Some people are just bigger and overweight. Some people have problems. Some people have knee problems and all kinds of stuff. But I mean, to just sit here, I mean, it's just ridiculous. And, you know, another one of the things that I always notice when you go back and you look at, oh, yeah,
Look at that arm. Oh, my gosh, man. That woman has five armpits on one arm. See, now I'm just being mean. I really don't want to be mean. It's none of my business. But here's what I was saying.
You go back and you look at, like, even old film, even, like, old movies from, like, the 1950s and stuff. Nobody's fat. Nobody's fat. You literally do not see any obese people at all.
Now, there's obviously some cultural stuff that probably has to do with that. A lot of people that don't walk as much, don't get as much physical activity. The diets and everything aren't as good. The food isn't as good. But isn't it weird, though? I mean, seriously.
If you go look old movies, old pictures, you do not see obese people. You literally do not see them. This is like a new thing. Obesity like this is like a new phenomenon. Like Jabba the Hutt's walking on Main Street is like the new thing. It's crazy. But it's just a sign of the fall of humanity, I suppose. It's kind of like in WALL-E. It's like, yeah, they never have to get off their butt. So they're all obese. They don't even have a bone structure anymore. Oh, this is, oh, so I guess these are just old magazine covers. Again, it's not even a thing like, oh, like really they didn't even promote being skinny until like the 90s. Like that became a thing with models. But it was just like, no, everybody was somewhat in good shape. Nobody was obese. But it's just all part of the collapse of society, just celebrating unhealthiness. You know what, though? I really don't like this demonizing of eating so much food. You can eat as much food as you want. Just eat healthy and exercise. But I'm just getting distracted now. But hey, get sexy. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get your supplements, get in the best shape of your life. We are waiting to be connected. Oh, my. All right, guys. We are waiting to get connected with Jim Hoff. Guys, have we heard from Jim? We're getting connected with Jim. Hopefully, he can be on with us before we close this out. But either way, Jim's going to be on with us in the next segment. Let me just hit this as we're getting Jim connected here. Rob Dew just dropped this on my desk. Pretty incredible here. So this is from Volume 3 of the Peter Navarro Report. Yes, President Trump won the case, evidence, and statistical receipts. And this is a very large packet here. Volume 3 is 14 pages long. And everything in here is sourced and cited. And, of course, the main table here that you're looking at, it at the bottom, guys, if you go down to the bottom, this is the key element here. The potential number of illegal votes in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin weighed against the Biden margin of victory. And so this is what Trump was talking about when he said, look, I've given you all these different options to reject these illegal votes. I don't need a million votes to be revoked. I don't even need 50,000 votes to be revoked in some of these states. In Arizona, it's 10,000. In Georgia, it's 11,000. Wisconsin, 20,000. In those same states, you have hundreds of thousands of illegal votes. So all you have to do is audit those votes, investigate those votes, or as you should in many cases, just throw those votes out for whatever illegalities were done to process and count them. And then Trump wins all those states. And, you know, it's just crazy because if you go back and you watch election night, really any coverage, but obviously if you watch the InfoWars coverage, it's the most accurate. But if you watch the coverage, knowing what you know now, and you relive it, it's so clear what happened. It's like rewatching a Super Bowl or something. It's like, oh,
Trump's leading all night long. Trump's leading. Trump's leading. Trump's leading. Trump's leading. All right, it's 3 a.m. All right, we'll go to bed. Click. Wake up the next day. Biden won. What? Well, let's see how that happened. I remember there used to be, in fact, I remember one game. It was a St. Louis Cardinals baseball game. I was a young kid. Cardinals down like 9 runs or whatever late in the game, so we leave early. By the time we got home, sat down, turned on the TV, the Cardinals came back and won the game. And I remember because I never wanted to leave another game early after that. So I ended up seeing a bunch of these old, like, late-inning comebacks. But I remember it's like, oh, let's go back. So we went back. We watched. How did they come back? How did it happen? And you find out. So, okay, you go to bed. Oh, Biden wins. Oh, how did he win? How did they do that? Oh, they cheated. Oh, magically at 4:30 a.m. in 6 different states, 200,000 votes came in for Biden, and then they stopped counting and declared him the winner. Oh, nothing suspicious about that. Oh, that's totally normal.
Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high quality storable food with huge discounts as big as $850. Discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles,
He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Was playing a prank on me. I was out in the control room during the break. And my producer Scott says, "Hey, did you hear? They're going to be wearing pearl necklaces to commemorate Kamala Harris when she's sworn in as vice president." And I thought about it for a second. I said, "Oh, shut up. You're kidding me." It's real news. So for the adult audience, I won't, you know, you get the reference here, but they're going to be wearing a pearl necklaces to commemorate Kamala Harris as she's sworn in, as I guess she's famous for wearing pearl necklaces. Okay. Wow. That's, what are they going to do next? Like wave the Chinese flag for Biden's inauguration? All right. Jim Hoft is doing intrepid work over at thegatewaypundit.com. Incredible to see how far they have come since they have launched, really to be one of the best news sources out there. And they have a lot of breaking stories right now at the Gateway Pundit. And so Jim joins me. We'll go down story for story here with Jim. But let me start right here, Jim, because you guys had been tracking this data. Nobody else was really doing this, at least as far as I could see, other than you. And your headline that you published yesterday, more than 1.1 million attended President Trump's rally since Labor Day. Not a single window broken, policemen attacked, or attendee killed. Clearly, Trump wasn't behind violence at Capitol. So not only does it just show that when Trump supporters get together, there's no violence or anything, but also, I mean, 1.1 million attendance at his rally since Labor Day. I don't know what the average is with the 86 rallies. I guess we could do the math, but I would imagine it's over 10,000 per rally. Of course, you have the numbers for Biden in there as well, but there's no point even mentioning them because they don't even exist. But so you have that, you have no ratings whatsoever. You can't show me, we just talked about the top 50 podcasts that stream on the internet. Not a single liberal one in there. All the left-wing news doesn't get ratings. Biden doesn't have people that show up. I mean, where are the Biden supporters, Jim? Literally, you cannot show me anywhere where they hang out, any forums, any popular talk shows, nothing. Where are these mythical 80 million Biden voters, Jim?
Well, you know, they're not there, Owen. And we know that, too. And we tracked this all year with Joe Biden, his little circle rallies and then his car honking. And, you know, it's interesting. Next week, they're planning on having 20,000 troops at the inauguration. And that's going to be 20,000 people, certainly more than what Joe Biden's going to drag in.
Yeah, that'll be the whole attendance.
Right. And that's more troops, by the way, what I read was than we have in Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq currently. So they're definitely scared of the people. It looks like the Hunger Games, doesn't it? The fact that they're having to put up walls and barbed wire so the people can't get into their phony inauguration because they know that it was stolen. So, you know, that's what we have to look forward to next week. They give it away by their actions.
And by the way, I'm not making this up. The images are everywhere. And I'm not disparaging the National Guard. They're literally just laying around. They have nothing to do. There is no one in D.C. There are no violent anybodies there. So they're just laying around. So it's like weird. So they've literally called in the National Guard to attend Biden's rally because nobody else will show up. And then I guess make Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the criminals in Congress feel good that they're now using the military against us.
Exactly. That's what it looks like. And talk about a photo op, all those soldiers on the ground resting on the marble floors.
It's just incredible. I've been arrested right there before. But I mean, I think you make a good point, though. There could be more National Guard people there than actual Biden voters. But see, here's the other angle that they're trying to get, Jim. This came out yesterday, last night. Tom Hanks hosting star-studded Biden inauguration special. So look, there are no Biden supporters. There's no Biden popular talk show hosts or YouTube or anything, nothing. There's no big events. They literally have nothing. So they have to bring in National Guard to have just anybody in D.C., and then they have to get all of Hollywood to promote it. It's going to be on ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and MSNBC. So total syndication of the Hollywood inauguration of Biden. I mean, doesn't that just show how desperate they are?
Yeah. What a bunch of liars, too. And the fact that they say they're going to sue the nation after they stole this election, and most people know they stole it. A majority of Republicans know this. We continue to report on this, as you did excellent analysis right before the break. And so this is what they think is going to happen, that they're just going to sue the nation by throwing Tom Hanks out there. It's just it's pretty outrageous.
And, you know, I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but this is just what they do. I mean, Biden wins, magically he wins, and they literally bring out a kid for him to just grope and kiss on TV, like symbolism of what he does when they bring his the kids to the C-SPAN channel, whether it's Mitch McConnell's granddaughters or whatever, and he gropes them and smells their hair and whispers sweet nothings into their ears. And then they have a pearl necklace swearing-in ceremony for Kamala, and now it's Tom Hanks. I mean, we don't need to get into Tom Hanks. Now it's Tom Hanks. I mean, seriously, man, it's like they're just rubbing in who they are right in front of our face.
Yeah, absolutely. They're certainly letting us know. By the way, I don't know if you noticed this, Owen, but we're starting to see more and more of these Antifa characters popping up who were at the protests last week. We put up a nice little profile of that John Sullivan today, who was actually, this got no press, but he held an Antifa rally. He calls it the Insurgents, at the Washington Memorial. And this was at 11 a.m. on January 6th, when I was sitting next to you, close by, when Trump was speaking. This guy is organizing a rally across town, near to the Capitol, and this has gotten no press. And now we have a video of him saying, admitting that he broke a window, and he's bragging about how he was wearing Trump gear to get inside, to infiltrate. So this is what's happening. We identified another person this morning who's the son of a judge from out east, and he's a registered Democrat. He's walking down the stairs, and now the person next to him, the man with the Confederate flag, was arrested, him and his son. And the only thing I can find, and I cannot confirm this, but I've looked on online, and the only voter ID says that this guy's a Democrat too. Now, you can't quote me on that, but it is interesting that we're starting to see more and more Antifa people pop up who have, this is of course what went on in the Capitol. As you said, the Trump rallies, there was no violence, never was there violence. And yet we had all this violence last week when Antifa just happens to be holding a rally right across from the Capitol. So, again, the media is completely lying today. You can't trust a thing that comes out of their mouths. It's all production, just like with Tom Hanks, and they hide this from the American people.
And was that Sullivan on CNN? I want to get more into that on the other side of this. But, you know, you just brought something up that it just clicked in my head, too, because you were just sitting like catty-corner to me, and I was sitting next to Alex Jones, and, you know, but I just realized, too, almost every major influencer and Trump supporter was at the rally at that time in those front rows. So they, A, couldn't stop the violence, but more importantly, the narrative, they couldn't be held responsible either. They're literally, all of us were sitting there watching Trump, listening to Trump. We weren't at the Capitol. We didn't know what was going on at the Capitol. So it was like a perfect storm. I mean, amazing how they set us up. We'll be right back.
Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalist. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it.
But we bring you great products so that you get high-quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high-quality storable food with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can. Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are witnessing a perfect dichotomy of psychological warfare. The United Nations, the big corporations, the globalists, big tech, and big pharma are all pushing the COVID's the most deadly thing in history, even though statistically it's a very weak flu or cold. But if you are deficient, then you can actually die from it. That's why you see somebody dying inside the nursing homes. Meanwhile, all these top scientists and researchers and former Pfizer head medical officers have come out and said that the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the mRNA ones, are basically bioweapons and are super deadly. And now they're having to resuscitate people that die, basically, when they take it. Just like newborn babies, they give vaccines. They have to resuscitate them all the time, or a lot of times they just let them die. And that's on the record, it does that. Guillain-Barre's, narcolepsy, cancer, all these other diseases. But they tell you, safe and effective. No one's getting hurt. It's a conspiracy theory. And then all the fine print says can kill you absolutely deadly. So they run from something that isn't dangerous towards something that is incredibly dangerous. Because the media says it's safe, they do it.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's The War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
And Jim Hoft is with us from the intrepid Gateway Pundit, thegatewaypundit.com. You know, I meant to do the math in the break. Whatever 1.1 million divided by 86 is, that would be the average attendance according to their numbers. And I would say that they're probably even being conservative over there at the Gateway Pundit for accuracy's sake, because much of the Trump crowd, you really can't even see. In fact, Jim, before we get into the John Sullivan stuff and some other developments, you know, it's sad. I think potentially... the Trump crowd on January 6th was the biggest political gathering in U.S. history. And I mean, we were there at the front of the stage. And when we turned around, I mean, it was the entire
Washington Monument grounds, and then like a mile expanded, and Trump kept making the joke like, let him in, because there was like that 20-30 yard buffer between, I guess, what was called the VIP area and then the actual people. But I mean, there had to be a million people, and you had that crowd there, you had the crowd at the Capitol, and it's just like, we don't even get to see that. Nobody's showing those images. Nobody's showing overall the aerial shots. Nobody's seeing that epic crowd. And they don't want us to see that. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to have that solidarity, because they know it's just another total anecdotal proof that Trump supporters outnumber Biden supporters 10,000 to 1.
Absolutely. I agree with you. There was at least a half million, probably a million people there. I haven't been in a crowd that large since Trump's inauguration in 2017. It was absolutely massive. And what the media wants to do is, first of all, lie about Trump's popularity, lie about the base who would come out in this freezing cold, by the way. I was freezing that day to see President Trump and stand for hours to see this man. And then they make it sound like that same group of people marched down the street to the Capitol, when in fact, that was just a little bit of the rally goers who went to the Capitol. It was still probably 10,000 people or 20 who were outside the Capitol. We know that people went inside too, but that was a massive army for Trump. And the media, of course, like any Marxist regime, is going to hide that from the American people.
Yeah, just, and the crew just showing the B-roll of all the different areas that were totally crowded with Trump supporters. And the one shot, though, I still haven't really seen a good shot of. We'll see if the crew can pull it up, because they were showing the Capitol, again, where there were probably at least 100,000 people. And that was just one side of the building. That wasn't even the side of the Supreme Court. But still, I'm yet to see an overall shot, like a panoramic view. And if you didn't have the panoramic shot, you couldn't even fit all the people in the shot of the Trump stage with the Washington Monument. And just it had to be a million people. I mean, I'm telling you, the biggest crowd I ever saw was either just the Rock in Rio concert, which is usually about 200,000 people, or I've been to some World Series parades that they estimated a million people showed up for Cardinals World Series parades. I mean, that's what it was like. I mean, it was at least a million people, and they won't even give us our reward of having that moment. You know, I mean, that's why we have it. It's like, because Trump did win. I mean, that was our victory parade for Trump. Since they were trying to deny it, we just had it anyway.
Right. Absolutely. And it was a massive amount. And then today they tried to just smear us as everyone. I know people who went to the rally and not to the protest afterwards at the U.S. Capitol. One woman who is suspended from her work just because she was one of the million people who went out to see Donald Trump speak. So this is what's happening. And this is what the left wants to happen, is that everyone is persecuted if you supported this man. And I don't think it's going to work. I just don't think it's going to work.
Yeah, I have a buddy who didn't go to the Capitol either. He just went to the Trump speaking event. I just happened to see him when I was there. But he sells all natural organic health supplements, workout supplements. In fact, he has the only person on the market that sells. In fact, I shouldn't even say too much detail because they'll try to identify him. The point is, they are going through all this footage, and he got identified in the footage. They're now trying to destroy his business. All he did was go listen to President Trump speak. Right. He doesn't make political posts. He just wanted to be there. And now they're trying to destroy his business too. I mean, these people are sick.
Absolutely. I've never seen anything like this. I know that you are as worried as I am with the next coming weeks ahead of us, what this leftists are going to do. But they're acting completely like Marxists today. And there's a lot of ordinary Americans who are terrified of what this regime is going to do with their constant lies, their abuse, and they just have this rage at Trump supporters and wanting to ruin us with everything they have. So these are not good people that we're dealing with, of course. And these are the same people who just stole the election from Donald Trump, a landslide election, as you said.
Yeah, and I feel like right now we're the frog in the boiling pot. And I mean, maybe there's a chance we can hop out, but boy, we're going to have some real serious discussions about what we're going to do. Cause I don't want it to turn in like, we're going to have to do civil disobedience. We're going to have to do peaceful protests, but I don't want to turn it to this like conservative
activism streak, because it's just not, we're going to have to really figure out what we're going to do about this, because they're going to come after our businesses. They're going to do everything. But we'll wait until he gets in. By the way, I did crunch the numbers while you were speaking. According to your data, Trump averaged 12,790 people at each of his rallies after Labor Day. So almost 13,000 people for rally for Trump. That's a record. Not even Obama was doing that. Obama had big rallies, but he wasn't doing that. Let's start to talk about.
And by the way, it showed in his election results, getting 13 million more votes. I mean, that was another Republican record: most Black votes, most Latino votes, most immigrant votes, more gay votes, more Jewish votes. And they're trying to tell us then that he lost somehow. It's just impossible.
And again, you can't show me a single number, statistical data, anything that shows Biden has any mass support. Again, there's no big talk show host. There's no big liberal talk show. This CNN's dying. MSNBC ratings dying. Where do the Biden supporters go? Where do they come from? Nobody knows. Let's get into this John Sullivan character. Now, there's the video of him that we showed earlier. Like you said, it was about 11 a.m. D.C. He's in D.C., right by the Capitol. He's saying, we're going to burn this MF-er down. We're going to burn it to the ground. He then puts on the Trump gear. He brags about that on his social media, too. And then he's magically at the front lines of every violent confrontation. He's there. There's even footage of him from someone else's camera of him saying, it's time to burn it all to the ground. So, I mean, he's out there actively trying to cause violence and rioting, but they don't even talk about him. It's like he doesn't even exist.
Yeah, it's amazing with this record of being with Antifa, who, by the way, he's from Utah. They flew him out there. Somebody flew him out there. Maybe he raises money to get flown to these different riots that he attends. But CNN, having him on their list as approved speakers to come on and to comment on what happened in the Capitol, it's unbelievable, isn't it? That they don't give any background. They're like, even, but this is
it's crazy. They're like showing him off. They're like, yeah, here's our agent. Here's the guy that caused all the violence that we're blaming you for.
Yeah. And by the way, I know another photographer who was right there when Ashley died, along with this John Sullivan, who we spoke with. And he knows this John Sullivan from previous events. And he says he's nothing but an Antifa, you know, rebel. He pretended like he was a photographer this time. But we have him talking about bashing in a window. So how many photographers do you know going to different protests and beat windows out? It just, you know, it's just more lies. And the media is not going to say this. The FBI, for some strange reason, says that no Antifa was there. They already put out a statement, which is ridiculous because we've already identified three or four who were there, plus all the people they were with. So it's unbelievable how much we're being gaslighted right now.
And it's just funny because they give him the out. Oh, he's just a journalist. But what about all those other journalists that they're sending the FBI and the DOJ after right now? Because they were in there. Oh, but he doesn't get investigated. The FBI doesn't come after him. The DOJ doesn't come after him. We'll be right back with Jim Hoff. Don't go anywhere.
Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high quality storable food with huge discounts as big as $850. Discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Banned.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video, theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Banned.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I am here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watched Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Segment with Jim Hoff from thegatewaypundit.com. So proud of what they've done over there, representing the Gateway City, St. Louis, my hometown. Well, this I find hilarious, and we're going to get into this John Sullivan character, who I think is kind of just a useful idiot, quite frankly, but he's enjoying his role. But look at this. Now, try not to laugh here, Jim. AOC posted this in the summer of 2020 when the Democrats were burning cities to the ground. How to protest safely. And she even says to wear nondescript clothing so that you can't be identified. Cover up your tattoos so you can't be identified. Write down your emergency contact. That's the Democrat bailout fund. And then it says don't bring anything you don't want to be arrested with. She's got a little bag of weed there. And then it says to turn off all your cell phone data so that you can't be tracked and traced. I mean, this is literally exactly what they would be saying we are doing. I mean, so it's just another level of the total hypocrisy of these people. We're calling it, what did the New York Post call it? Liberal memory loss or liberal, what was it, guys? I can't even remember. It's slipping my mind. But anyway, liberal insomnia? No, it was liberal. I'm having the memory loss here. I'm having the memory loss. But anyway, the story at thegatewaypundit.com headline. Caught on video. Antifa protester John Sullivan brags about posing as Trump supporter, breaking window at U.S. Capitol building during riots. And then his little cohort there, Jade Sacker, I guess is this lady's name. They were so happy when Ashley got shot. Like, we just completed our mission. Like, oh my gosh, we did it. We did it. It's like someone gave them a mission. And then they were so shocked that they actually completed the mission. They literally celebrate on their camera. So, I mean,
It's just unbelievable. What have you discovered about John Sullivan? I mean, he's on CNN. He's promoting this stuff. Now he's got an armed march at the Utah State Capitol that he's planning. And also talk about what you discovered about the flyers that were going around about these armed marches coming up, which was no doubt a setup.
Yeah, absolutely. With this John Sullivan, it is interesting that he's kept all of his social media pages up when he did the interview with CNN. But since that time, of course, a lot of people have downloaded some of this, including his flyer about the protest at the Capitol that day. He's eliminated all of that now. Those gun rallies on Inauguration Day, I mean, what the hell was that? We looked it up, and there was a page where this came from. And, of course, it mentioned the Boogaloo group, which I'm not familiar with. I certainly don't know anyone who's in the Boogaloo group. But the media and the FBI and CIA has made this into the most feared group in America today. I don't know any members of that. It looked like it had about 60 views on this webpage where we saw that these protests originated. So it's just very strange. And again, it sounds like a complete setup. And as you know, it looks like the left would be just thrilled. And I shouldn't say that. That's not the right word. But if something did happen at one of these armed events, it would be disastrous for the country and for Second Amendment people who support the Second Amendment.
Well, thank God, unlike the liberals out there, Trump supporters are actually smart and have observation skills. And we were able to, I think, avoid what would have been a total calamity on January 6th with Trump supporters that were, I mean, 99.99% of them were peaceful. They stopped a lot of the violence. They tried to cooperate with police as best as they could, and they didn't fall for the setup entirely. And then, you know, when we kind of were able to get back our ground and get our wherewithal after January 6th, then it's like, okay, what are we going to do next? That flyer started going around, multiple flyers, had Chinese communist propaganda on it too. Like, they really think we're that stupid. And so we were already having the debate like, well, what are we going to do? We know they're going to try to set us up, but do we sacrifice our First Amendment right in this time space to preserve our Second Amendment right? You know, and so we had the intellectual debates. I'm sure you were talking about it with your staff. And now to me, though, it does seem unanimous. Everybody, all the organizers, influencers I'm talking to, boycott any armed marches. Stop going to the capitals. Don't go to Inauguration Day. We're not going to be set up again. We're not going to give them the ammo they want. We're not going to give them the situation they want to set us up. Is that your understanding? Is that your takeaway as well?
That's my understanding, Owen. And I know no one who's going to Washington, D.C. for this inauguration. Of course, they made it a virtual inauguration because their candidate, of course, is Joe Biden, who can't complete a sentence. They don't want people there. People aren't interested in it. Like you said, that's another reason they had to have a virtual inauguration is because nobody would show up. Nobody gives a damn about Joe Biden. To keep him from being embarrassed and the Democrat Party and the deep state from being embarrassed, they made it this virtual thing. But I know no one who's going to celebrate or, go and disrupt anything at inauguration this week. They're just not interested because they know that this election, again, was stolen. And I just don't think there's anything planned as far as I know. And I think it is good advice, like InfoWars is saying, just to stay away from these events, especially if they're armed events, just this weekend and next week.
And, you know, I mean, and the other part, too, is we've already exhibited that we outnumber Biden supporters by far. We've already exhibited our peaceful protests all through 2020, quite frankly, and then even in the beginning of 2021 until they set us up. So now we're just, hey, you know what? It's time to draw back. It's time to reevaluate the scene. Be patient and see what our next move has to be legally and lawfully to try to save this republic. A couple other stories at the Gateway Pundit. National Guard troops authorized to use lethal force as D.C. turns into police state. And then I actually think these two things tie in together. They're just different wings of execution, if you will. Baseball great Curt Schilling says AIG canceled his insurance over his conservative beliefs. Same company that got $182 billion dollar bailout from U.S. taxpayers. So they're now saying that the full force of the government and its capacity will be used against us, we the people, Trump supporters, and they're specifically naming them, and they're using their corporate-controlled corporate government to go after Trump supporters, too. I mean, this is the beginning of Nazi yeah. Germany. I mean, we've worn out the whole, oh, this Nazi, that thing. But, I mean, historically speaking, this is how the Nazis began targeting their political dissidents, targeting Jews, saying they can't be doing business, they don't get banking, we'll use the force of the government against them. I mean, I've kind of already gone yeah. through the phase of like just being like not scared, but just like devastated at the tyranny that's lurking around the corner, to now it's like we're just going to get battle hardened to fight it. But I mean, they are using the entire government and now the corporate government to try to destroy anybody that ever supported Trump.
Yeah, it certainly looks like it. It's very concerning. And InfoWars knows this all too well, just like Gateway Pundit. But, you know, what you guys have gone through is just unbelievable over the past 4 years. And that was with Trump in power. Could you imagine how they're going to treat us once Trump is gone? So, yeah, it's very concerning. And again, to have a company like AIG do that to Kurt Schilling, I mean, it's just incredible that this is one of these great American companies that's, well, I don't know how great it is. It went bankrupt. But that they're using this against average Americans, or, you know, it's not just average Americans anymore. It's Donald Trump and it's Kurt Schilling. So they don't give a damn. They're going to go after the ordinary person with the iron fist if this is what they're going to do to our president and to a baseball great like Kurt Schilling.
You know, and I think the silver lining in this is that there's going to be many other great Americans that start fighting to save this country, like a Dan Bongino, maybe like a Kurt Schilling and others. Yeah, we're going to see the people bow out. Yeah, we're going to see a lot of people turn on Trump. They were never on our side to begin with. But it's going to start, I think it's really going to battle harden and activate great patriots that have kind of been dormant or kind of just been sticking their toe in the water to now really go full bore in against the corporate world government that's incoming. And, you know, somebody like Kurt Schilling and athletes and Hollywood people still can have that major mm-hmm. influence. And if they just give up, yeah, I'm never going to act in Hollywood again. Yeah, I'm never going to get a TV gig again, whatever. But you know what? I'm trying to fight for this country and fight for the truth. So yeah. I think that may be the silver lining. Jim, 60 seconds yeah. left. What's coming up at the Gateway Pundit next?
Yeah. Well, I agree with you 100%. I'd like to add quickly, and that is that the people I'm talking to, the average Trump supporters, the average workers who are, support Trump, this president, the wonderful things he did for the people of America, they haven't gone anywhere. They still support Trump. The media has gone into overdrive, and they committed this coup where they silenced our president, got rid of his closest advisors, silenced his strongest supporters, but the American people are still with this president. They know what this president was and did. And they're grateful for this great man who came into our lives and exposed everything that was behind the curtain. And so that's what we're going to continue to do at the Gateway Pundit. Obviously, this next week is going to be a crazy one with this inauguration, this stolen inauguration. And you know, we continue to pray for our country. We are blessed to have Donald Trump, and I hope his family and him are safe.
Amen. Thank you, Jim.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health. not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to Infowars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, we're in the final hour. I'm going to open up the phone lines here coming up shortly. But first, you heard Jim Hoff talking about how the media has now turned its fangs on us after chomping at Trump's ankles for the last 4 years. Now, as Trump said, they're showing themselves as the enemy of the people. Look at this compilation of the American television media turning against you, the patriot.
If you voted for Trump, you voted for the person who the Klan supported. You voted for the person support.
I'm sorry. Joe Biden literally hung out with the Ku Klux Klan. He literally celebrated Robert Byrd, a grand cyclops in the Ku Klux Klan. Okay? So Don Lemon is either a complete moron or a liar, most likely both. Sorry for interrupting. Let's start from the top. The media hates you.
If you voted for Trump, you voted for the person who the Klan supported. You voted for the person who Nazis support.
You talked about Al-Qaeda. What has he done in terms of incitement, right, that Osama bin Laden didn't do?
No external terrorists ever did this to us. We've never worried like this, even after 9/11.
Each of these people should be shamed, and they're going to go back, you know, to the Olive Garden and to the Holiday Inn that they're staying at.
I wonder if you have thought through kind of how Republicans begin what someone on my team earlier today called debathification.
Look, I think the challenge is that the rot is from the grassroots all the way to the presidency. So the rot is at every layer.
There are millions of Americans, almost all white, almost all Republicans, who somehow need to be deprogrammed.
They can't even open their mouths about unity. Shut up about unity.
The way that we in the media speak about this is so important.
Twitter and Facebook aren't banning you because you're a conservative. They're banning you because you suck. They're banning you because you say evil shit.
And I covered wars abroad. I've seen ugly things that this country now resembles, but I've never seen this country more in doubt about safety at home than right now. And the enemy is us.
Oh, there's Joe Biden with Robert Byrd and another Democrat behind him there, too. Literally, the party of the KKK was the Democrats. The Dixiecrats from the KKK to the Democrats. The Republican Party was actually started by black men. First Republicans in Congress were black men. You know, I'll tell you, man. It's really amazing to just stare into the face, the abyss of evil like that, isn't it? Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? How can people on television be such deceitful liars? But there they are, every night, lying to you, deceiving you. To what ends? What's the motive? What's the agenda? Why are they like this? Why do they hate us so much? Why do they hate truth so much? Why did they decide to be such frauds? It's a mystery, perhaps, we'll never fully understand, which sadly leads us to assumption, which can be dangerous, but when you're dealing with such deception, like you just saw in that clip, and like you see right there in Pennywise Stelter, you're facing the enemies of humanity. You're facing the enemies of truth. You're facing the enemies of freedom. They chose that role, not me. And when I clicked onto a news telecast for the first time in my life about 10 years ago, I knew they were lying the moment they started talking.
Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high quality storable food, with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
Attempted unity with the left. I've attempted unity with these people. They'll never admit it because they don't want it. Oh my gosh. It's just crazy what's happening. And all the people that hate us so much here for broadcasting the truth. Folks, they have really, really diabolical stuff in store for us. Of course, these are the people that watch child porn and produce child porn and are in the sex cults. But, you know, we're bad for having our free speech. So, and you've heard it on the Bernie Sanders people from Project Veritas, the PBS people, the CNN people, all of them. They all say the same thing. We're going to round up Trump supporters and put them in concentration camps. They all say the same thing, gulags, or kill them. So that's their plan for us. Now, in a twist of fate that I'm still trying to comprehend here on air, John Sullivan, who we've been talking about today, and we've been covering his involvement in the D.C. riots all week, has just been arrested in Utah and charged with rioting and criminal mischief. Yes, that John Sullivan, the one that was on CNN. And the crew points out, is he on drugs in that photo? My guess is maybe some pills. He could be a pill head. Seems to fit in with these people. They get their prescription pills. You know what? Wow. I just had a serious revelation. And I think that this actually gets to the root of this stuff. To put the political muck aside, I bet you all those people are on psychotropic drugs. I bet you they're all on SSRIs. I bet you they're all on big pharmaceutical pills that are frying their brains. And it's well known that they can also make you more susceptible when you are addicted to those pills. So, I mean, remember, there's that story on the side there, too. The one guy who, Army Hammer, whoever this guy is, who said, oh, Hollywood should not have any involvement with Trump. Turns out he promotes cannibalism and rape. Yeah, that's who the left is. They're drug addicts. But see, they have this whole thing where they're not even honest about who they really are. No. When you're popping Xanax and SSRIs and opioids every day, you are a drug addict. And you look into those eyes. See, you never see that. Our guests never look like that. Trump supporters don't look like that. My crew never looks like that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm no square. I mean, I've had my partying time. I'm not really into that anymore, but I'll have some drinks. Hell, I'll smoke a joint, but I'm never going to look like a psychopathic, crazed demon. I don't care how drunk or high I get. I mean, I'd have to be like 4 hits of acid to ever look like that. And I'm not interested. So it's either that or he is paralyzed in fear and his whole world is collapsing in around him. But you know what? I'm going to do this again. And I'm going to say, I hope for John Sullivan, that young man, 26 years old, I hope he learns from this. Hope he learns from this, and I hope that he can maybe have some clarity in his life after this. Because, again, I don't know if we could ever find, you know, political common ground with the left or BLM or Antifa, but you know what? The system is against all of us. That's the revelation that we have to have. That's the path to victory. So I forgive John Sullivan for his transgressions. I forgive him for trying to set up Trump supporters. And I offer in this time of forgiveness an olive branch to him to try to mend the divide between the two sides and realize that the system is out to get all of us. But see, that's the look of a serial killer. That's the look of Brian Stelter. That's the look of Stephen Colbert. They all have it. I'm telling you, man, I bet they're all on pills. I bet they're all on pills. And, you know, I had my fun in college, but I was always smart. I really didn't like drugs that much, to be honest. But I saw friends that they lost their lives to pills. Totally different people. Some athletes. And that's the look right there. We need to have a serious discussion and reconciliation in this country about big pharmaceutical companies, big pharma, and what they've done to us. Big pharma has poisoned us, folks. They've poisoned our water. They've poisoned our bodies. They've poisoned our minds. They've poisoned our media because they own our media. Wow. Big pharma. That's the problem. I guarantee you all the people in that picture are on pills. Guarantee it. They're all on pills. Wow. I was supposed to plug and give out the phone number this segment, and it just like hit me like a wave. And really, that's like the root of InfoWars, is to point out the elephant in the room that's against all of us, like Big Pharma, that runs our media, runs our country, runs the forced vaccination, bigger than the government, owns the government. They can't even sue them. More people die of pill overdoses than they do of COVID every year. More people die of pill overdoses than cocaine, weed, heroin, meth, everything combined. More people die of opioid overdose. They're all on pills, man. That's a pill head. That's sad. That's really sad. Of course, though, that's poison, man.
It's chemical poison. It's designed to make you addicted, and that's what it does. It sucks the life out of you and makes you susceptible to evil, cuts off your connection with God. It's all by design. Big Pharma. Wow. That's a problem right there, folks. That's one of the biggest problems in the world right there, Big Pharma. And that's why they're coming with the forced vaccines to cover up all their crimes, man, to cover up what they've done to us. Wow. Okay. I'm going to stop right there, but that really needs to sink in on people. And we should actually start, like, maybe doing drug tests to see what pharmaceutical pills congressmen are on and these people are on. I mean, hell, they had to drug test me when I got arrested. I passed that test. Let's see what pills AOC is on. Let's see what pills John Sullivan is on. Not because I want to attack them, because I want them to understand how they're being poisoned. I want them to understand why every major mass shooter is on the same psychotropic drugs that I bet they take every morning, afternoon, and night. And that's why they're going crazy. All right, folks, the phone number, I'm opening up the phone lines. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Anything we've discussed today is fair game for your phone calls. And folks, remember, do not take this broadcast for granted. Do not take InfoWars for granted. Do not take the great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com for granted. Get to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the supplements today. Get the coffee. Get the hats. Get the t-shirts. Get the air filters, the water filters, the emergency food supply. Get it while it's here. InfoWarsStore.com. We cannot thank the audience enough for your support shopping at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store.
I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I am here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watch Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20 to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava Root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992.
Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Rob Dew in studio here. We're just reflecting over the arrest of John Sullivan. It's just, it's weird. It's like, hey, wow, they finally arrested one of the bad guys. And again, I want to be noble about this. I don't want to be enemies with any fellow American. We need to find common ground. But I'm telling you, man, these leftists, I bet you did a drug test, you'd find all of them are on Big Pharma pills. I'd bet on that. We're getting your phone calls lined up. My crew needs a couple more minutes to get them all on the board. So here's what I'm going to do. Project Veritas has just released what I imagine is going to be the first in a series of undercover recordings of Jack Dorsey. Now, to be quite frank, my opinion of Dorsey, just from being a couple degrees of separation away in St. Louis, where he's from, and knowing some of his family, I really think he doesn't even care, to be quite honest with you. He's probably into some creepy stuff, but live and let live, if you will. I don't think he really cares about what happens on Twitter, quite frankly. And I think that the lawyer from India runs the whole thing, and then all of these leftist social justice warriors are running the whole thing. And he's just out doing his own thing, focusing on Square and Signal and his other deals. So maybe that's just loyalist of me because he's from my hometown, but here is the recording of Jack Dorsey, just released by Project Veritas.
You should always feel free to express yourself in whatever format manifestation feels right. We do intend to do a full retro, as I said in my note. It is going to take some time. And then the other thing, just to close out a little bit, we are focused on one account right now, but this is going to be much bigger than just one account.
Trump, he's talking about.
It's going to go on for much longer than just this day, this week, the next few weeks. It's going to go on beyond the inauguration. We have to expect that. We have to be ready for that. So the focus is certainly on this account, Trump, and how it ties to real world violence, but also we need to think much longer term around how these dynamics play out over time. I don't believe this is going away anytime soon. And the moves that we're making today around QAnon, for instance, is one such example of a much broader approach that we should be looking at and going deeper on. So the team has a lot of work and a lot of focus on this particular issue. But we also need to give them the space and the support to focus on the much bigger picture because it is not going away. The U.S. is extremely divided. Our platform is showing that every single day. And our role is to protect the integrity of that conversation and do what we can to make sure that no one is being harmed based off that. And that is the focus, and that is the color we want to provide.
There you have it. Jack Dorsey, CEO of Twitter, recorded by one of his own employees, an insider whistleblower at Twitter, recorded saying this is going to be much bigger than just one account, revealing some censorship. You can see our motto at Veritas, our organization protected by an army of citizen patriots. We've had over a dozen people reach out to us this week, with video, evidence inside Twitter. Stay tuned. They may be private companies, but they have more power than all three branches of government. VeritasTips at ProtonMail.com.
I'm telling you, from my perspective, I don't think Dorsey has much say on this issue. I think he goes along with whatever his lawyers tell him to do or say, and he just goes along to get along, and I'm sure there's political pressure too. But he really just looks like a guy that doesn't care to me. I'm not defending what's happening at Twitter. I'm not defending when he lies under oath to Congress. He might not even know he's lying. So, you know, maybe the stereotype of him looking like a slovenly bum is just kind of who he is at this stage in his life. But I expect there's going to be more out of Dorsey and out of Twitter to be exposed at Project Veritas. All right. Callers are lined up. Let's start with Joe calling in from North Carolina. Joe, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
All right. Nice to talk with you. I think we're spending a little bit too much time talking about their narrative about the what happened at the Capitol. In the meantime, you know, we're pretty much focusing our attention away from that they just stole an election in the country. It's an illegitimate president. We'll never accept him, you know.
I'll just say, I would only say it's not that we're defending ourselves. I mean, to an extent, obviously, when they're lying about us, but it's really just defending the truth. I mean, it's really just defending the reality of the situation, but it's definitely meant to be a distraction from the election theft. Absolutely. In fact, as you begin talking again, I'll have the crew roll the B-roll of this data that tracks where the election data goes, and it literally just shows it going to all these different foreign countries, back and forth from the United States to Italy and Spain and Germany, all this other stuff, and China. And this guy put it in a video graph, so we'll air that. But yeah, there's no doubt that this has been used to stop us from hammering the stolen election and showing all the data points proving it.
Lindsey Graham and the Republican Party going forward, you know, they shouldn't be able to be elected for dog catcher. You know, we need to be let them know that, you know, they're going to pay a price for what they did.
Well, here's the frustrating thing. How am I supposed to trust any election ever again? You know?
Exactly. We can't. The whole country, you can't even we've been saying for years, why do you have an AR-15? Well, in case we have a tyrannical government, I think we're there.
Well, and that's the thing. What recourse do I have if I can't even vote these people out of office?
Exactly. So what happened at the Capitol, if that really would have been patriots, it would have been a whole lot worse.
Or let me just rephrase that. If the Trump supporters at the Capitol that day actually wanted to be violent and destroy and have some sort of a physical confrontation, it would not have looked like it did. It would have been really bad. So that's obviously not what the agenda was, and that's why it was just a couple things broken in the Capitol. And then sadly, in the skirmish of it all, yeah, some people lost their lives and a lady got shot.
Great. I mean, you know, we have a tyrannical government. When your vote doesn't matter, you know, the whole government is, when you can't vote for anything, it's illegitimate government.
Yeah, and that's why we need to have some serious discussions. And it's I mean, we're going to have to really refocus our energy and reconcentrate our efforts and really have intellectual discussions about what we're going to do moving forward to try to save this republic. Because, they've got every mechanism right now against us. And thank you for the call, Joe. And we're just rolling the B-roll here. The U.S. election interference, foreign interference coordinated hack that's just tracking all the data transfers of our election. So our elections are literally fake. I mean, it's fake elections, folks. It's all rigged. So we now know it. Peter Navarro put out his report with the data. There's that report with the data, but you're not allowed to talk about it, though.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. And other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force, or actually carrying out force, for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago, within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado. Thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine. And it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctor sells for like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in it, but it's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link. Theresistance.video. Theresistance.video.
Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight-up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high-quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high-quality storable food with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes.
It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
Just know this. Anytime you see a Democrat or a member of the media broadly using the phrase white supremacists, just know that that's an intellectual, lazy term that dumb people use because they have no other argument or facts or evidence to back up their argument. So they just use white supremacist as the boogeyman, the scarecrow, to say, see, bad man, white supremacist, white supremacist. So just know that's the most lazy intellectual argument that these people are making. But what do you expect? Liberalism is a mental disorder. Let's go back out to the phone lines. And we have Ken calling in from Florida. Ken, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Yes, hello?
Yes, Ken, you're on the air.
Yes, I would like to talk about what we do after this is all said and done. Like, where do we go from here? Like, at this point, we already know that we're on an extermination list, that they have every will to kill us. And like myself, I drive a big truck that's got All Lives Matter down the back tailgate and Blue Lives Matter down the side. And, you know I'm a target at this point, and I'm not about to alter how I dress, talk, or look, or think. So I'm wondering, like, what do we do? Because it's going to get bad, and I'm not going to back down, and I don't expect anyone else's either.
Well, I said this the other day, and I mean it. And I mean, people are going to have to start making serious decisions about their life and what they're going to do. And, you know, just responding to totalitarian left getting power, the technocracy coming, the global corporate government coming. I mean, serious life decisions like where you want to live, how you want to raise your children, how you want them to be educated. I mean, this is the whole world is potentially changing in one fell swoop. And, of course, there's the ironic meme. Democrats, after the incident at the Capitol, no, not wearing their Kunta Kinte scarves, which is actually a slave garment representation. But no, now they're wearing their back the blue scarves and their police hats because now they back the blue. So, Ken, we're going to have some serious debate and discussion. I think we're still kind of waiting for the dust to settle after the next 7-8 days. Just to see, or even just the rest of this month, just to see what all is going to be fired, you know, and then just try to respond to it. But there's no doubt, as they are about to change the world and bring us into a totalitarian corporate world government, we're going to have to decide what we're going to do in our own lives. We're going to have to make our own decisions. And so I don't even think we're really ready for that debate yet. I think we're still having to accept the reality of the situation so that when we have these discussions, it'll be with a full understanding of what we're facing. And, you know, look, the left isn't going to like what they're inviting in. So it's really only a matter of time before these programmed, brainwashed, mental ill leftists realize what they've brought in, realize they've been suckered, realize they've bit the angler fish's bait. And so we'll see, because, I mean, they're the violent group. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of things, I think, that are really unpredictable right now. But there's no doubt we're going to have to really look at ourselves in the mirror, look at what we're facing, and start to make some serious decisions in the very near future. Ken, thanks for the call. Let's go to Patrick calling in from Oregon. Patrick, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen.
Hello.
So, basically, first I want to give a plug for Bodies. I bought a 2-pack for my parents a while back, and my mom and dad both ride Harleys, and my mom was cut off by a car, later biked down, and broke a bone in her hand, and she's had trouble ever since. It's been like 10 years, and I bought the Bodies a few months ago, and she basically has no pain in her wrist. She feels great. My dad has bad knees, and he says his knees are great. And I actually split my forearm while working out, and I got myself a bottle of Bodies, and it's been great. The doctor told me, I guess I split the tendons or whatever it is between the two bones in your forearm, and I've felt much better since taking it. And yeah, it's one of the plugs the product.
Well, thank you for your support. Bodies on sale right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We believe it's the best turmeric supplement on the market, and that's from our research. And so we're glad that you have had a good experience with it. I take Bodies myself. I love it.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. And then the other thing I wanted to say was Alex mentioned a bunch of Black Hawk helicopters flying over Austin. And I've noticed the same thing here. We live just north of Salem, Oregon, which is the state capital. And there's a small Air Force base several miles south. But the last couple of nights, there has been just a flurry of Black Hawks in the sky every single night for hours and hours. And like my daughters, they're young. They love planes and helicopters. So we go outside and we go look at them. And, it's weird. We haven't seen that. We've lived here for several years and I haven't seen anything like it. There's just helicopters everywhere.
Yeah, you know, I've heard other reports of that. And obviously, as far as the significance of it, I can't really report on. It's just more of kind of the mystery of the time that we're in right now.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, I was the same way. You talk about your daughters there. You know, I was the same way as a kid. Anytime I'd hear like a jet or something passing, I would literally run outside just to try to catch a sight of it. I always thought it was cool.
We have been going outside. It's like 40 degrees here. And my daughter's like, oh, I want to go outside. And she has, running on a diaper and wants to go see the helicopter.
They'll cancel air shows. The Democrats will cancel air shows, but it'll be the Chinese communists doing it because it's a celebration of our might. It's a celebration of our will. It's a celebration of our innovation and our technology. And it's just damn cool. So they're going to say, you can't do that. You're causing climate change. That's violent to have a flyover of a Blue Angel. So they're probably going to cancel all that stuff to kill all the rest of the fun we have. Patrick, thanks for the call. Let's go to Joel in New Orleans. Joel, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
How's it going, Owen? I wanted to mention first, I'm a huge fan of you and Alex, have been for years. And I wanted to mention this. There's been a lot of things going on here recently. It's a very complicated situation. And I'm from Georgia. I voted in the Georgia Senate runoff election. I actually just moved here. And I think that with all of these things happening at the Capitol, so closely tied with that, it's obviously they're trying so hard to sweep that under the rug because, as far as I know, they're using the same Smartmatic Dominion voting systems as they were on the 2020 presidential election.
Oh, yes, they did. Well, and that's why Lynn Wood said, don't go vote. He got a lot of flack for that. I understand the debate there. But, I mean, it's true. Why? What's the point of voting on a rigged machine? And the thing was so rigged. Oh, it's 50-50 all night long. And then magically the Democrats win at the buzzer. I mean, literally the whole thing was fake. I don't believe any of the numbers. I believe it was all fake. And they propped it up that way to make Republicans even more mad that they just stole another election right in front of our face. So I think it's all fake. I think it's all theater at this point.
Absolutely. And, I keep hearing all this bullshit from the media where they're saying, oh, you can't... It's all Trump people. It's all MAGA people who went in there. And I'm not opposed to that to a certain extent, who went into the Capitol. But at the same time, with over a couple hundred thousand people in an area, what's the probability that there are some sort of agent provocateurs there? Do you think it's zero?
And it's 100%. No. It's 100%. It's been proven. They just arrested one in Utah.
Exactly. And I've been hearing from multiple people, and I've seen a video of the special operations unit in the Capitol having taken Nancy Pelosi's computer, and they're trying to sweep under the whole platform.
Yeah, and Steve Pachinik said that yesterday. I don't have his sources. I will tell you, though, and I said this yesterday, they're going after everyone that was in Pelosi's office. That's like their number one motive. So they're panicked about something that happened in that office.
Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalist. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high quality storable food with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
3, 2, 1.
Back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available. In this one-minute ad, I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com. Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Take it stand. I can't let it slide.
Woo!
You know, we had the last caller, Ken, talking about kind of the hopelessness he's feeling. And, you know, let me just say this. We've taken our life here in America for granted. And that's how we've ended up in this situation. But I'll tell you, don't let the hopelessness consume you. It reminds me, one of my favorite movies, Oblivion, featuring Tom Cruise. And it's in a dystopic future, but the Tom Cruise character goes to this hideout he has in this desolate area that's just the woods and a lake. And he goes there to kind of have peace. And so that's kind of what I think is going to be happening here. You know, I went out with some buddies last night, and there's a bar here in town that pretty much just, I mean, doesn't abide by any of the BS, the COVID BS. There's literally no masks. There's no capacity, anything. They even stay open later than bars are even supposed to be open. And we go there, we have bonfires and we drinks and we listen to live music. And we have a good time. So you're going to find your redoubts. You're going to find the people. You're going to find your redoubts. Yeah, you're going to have to find pockets of America in what was once America. But yeah, so that's the scene. That's his escape from the world. But then you'll even cherish it more and realize how it's worth fighting for the future generations. And I also don't want to sell false hope. But hey, Trump still has 7-6 days or whatever it is left. Now they have the news coming out that he's going to declassify all the Obamagate documents. Quite frankly, this doesn't really do much for me because we already know what happened with Obamagate. They illegally spied on Donald Trump. They tried to run a sting operation on them. They ran spy campaigns on him. It was all treason. Treason. And Trump knows it. So I don't want to give you blue balls here. But you know what it feels like? I mean, it's like total simulation world. The last play of Michael Jordan on the Bulls in the finals, and the Utah Jazz are up by 1 point, and they have the ball in the final seconds of the game, and what happens? Michael Jordan steals the basketball, takes it down to the other side of the court, and scores the buzzer-beating championship-winning shot. I mean, Trump has that moment. Trump can literally steal the ball from the globalists, steal the ball from the corporate government, and take it down and score it himself. So that's where we're at. So Trump could literally do exactly like the sports analogy, Jordan in the final seconds, stealing the ball and then going down the other court to win the finals. And he can still do it if he has the will. So, yeah, maybe all the Obamagate documents will be declassified, but what will we learn from that we don't already know? Okay, I'm going to try to squeeze in a couple more phone calls. Let me just do this news blitz. What do you think about this? Biden voters keep out. Cigar shop owner puts shocking divisive political sign in store window. Huh? Maybe not such a bad idea. Biden voters keep out. Problem is there are no Biden voters, so you're not really hurting yourself that much anyway. Anderson Cooper came out the other day. He said he knew he was gay at 7 years old. I'm going to be honest with you. To me, that sounds like an abuse victim. New York Times. Jobless, selling nudes online and still struggling. So it's all about how there's like this porn site called OnlyFans, but it's like for like just users and consumers, but like personal, like. So girls can go on there and just, you know, sell nude pics or whatever to guys. They can become fabulously wealthy doing it. But now because there's so many women becoming porn stars on the internet on OnlyFans, now they're struggling to make money because the market is so saturated. That's sad. By the way, my OnlyFans, you can find me at, no, I'm just kidding. Somebody remade the Mona Lisa, except with a Nigerian woman as the portrait. And I have to say, this was very well done, very classy. And it's nice to see people that are redoing art and actually doing it the right way. So this is good art. Not like some of the trashy stuff we see where they replace, you know, Jesus portraits and stuff, or they say, you know, fat is the new skinny. So, hey, I don't mind people redoing art and stuff like that. Do it right. That is well done. China stock index heads towards record in best ever start to year. And then this one is crazy, too. Italy thrown into political crisis as Renzi sinks government. So there is a lot of stuff happening in Italy and around the world in China. I really don't even do the right job covering it all, folks, but just know major developments around the world. Let's hope President Trump steals the ball from the globalists and goes down and hits a buzzer beater in his last 6 days in office. But seriously, you got to say that's a good remake of the Mona Lisa. That's very qualita. George Papadopoulos pointing out Italy's government on the verge of collapse. All right, crazy time to be alive. Let's go to TNT calling in from Texas. TNT, you're on the air. Go ahead.
What's up, Owen? I hadn't talked to you in a while. I last met you at a taco shop in Cleveland in 2016.
Dang.
During the RNC.
Was that that seafood taco place?
I'm not sure. It was down by the river. I met Rob Dew.
Where they had like the bags and the ping pong.
That's right. Yes, sir.
I remember that. Oh, we had some good times. But yeah, go ahead, TNT.
The reason I called in, I went to this march. I went to the protest to stop the steal. We had a sign on the back of the truck that said stop the steal. We had people hanging out of that. We drove all the way there from Texas straight. It was like 30 hours. We had people hanging out of their cars screaming, let's go. I mean, it was, the feeling was so amped. There were so many Americans going, you could tell. We stopped at multiple gas stations. People were coming up to us telling us, we're going.
Just like organic caravans just forming of all the people heading to D.C. Absolutely. Did you see, too? Like, there's all these flights. Like, all these flights heading into D.C. were just filled with Trump supporters. They're singing the national anthem. They're saying Trump won. I mean, it's just wild.
There were millions of people there. Are we going to break?
No, they're just playing TNT by AC/DC because they're crazy. Guys, pull it down. Let them talk.
Okay. And then we get there. There's millions there. There were no drones, no overhead shots. This was all, I mean, it was set up, of course. The only thing I regret about what happened on the 6th, I wish we the people would have all went into that Capitol building and just sat there and just had a sit-in and sat there until they cleared up this election
fraud. Well, see, that was the problem, though, is that we didn't. My biggest regret is that we knew it was coming and we didn't plan for it. We didn't have the contingency plan because we're all focused on, hey, Trump speaking. We're all focused on the election steal. You know, how we're going to, you know, what we're going to do down there. We didn't think like, okay, what are we going to do at the Capitol when we march? How are we going to make sure to keep it peaceful? Are there going to be people that try to get in? How are we going to stop that? Are we going to endorse that? Are we going to say, don't do that? So it was really just a lack of a contingency plan. And I don't want to see us get trapped in another situation like that. That's why everyone's pulling back from the rest of these protests and stuff. But that could have been a plan. I mean, the left does it all day long. They do their sit-ins. They do their occupying and everything. So, I mean, we could have peacefully done that in the image of how the left does it. Now, they still would have said we're terrorists and bad, but at least we would have had a plan and we wouldn't have been set up.
Right. The other thing I wanted to ask you, Owen, is what was your opinion on the Puchinik, Steve Puchinik, and what he's saying?
Well, look, Steve Puchinik put his entire reputation on the line. So, I mean, that's it. I mean, I don't have Steve Puchinik's experience or background or intel. I don't distrust Steve Puchinik as far as when we come on air and talk to Steve. It's always very informative and entertaining. We have some spirited debate, but when I talk to him off air as a friend, I just consider him a friend and a great person. So I hope he's right. Of course I want him to be right. I want all the Q stuff to be right. Here's my thing. I just can't. It is just so antithetical of who Donald Trump is to go out with a whimper like this. And it is so antithetical for Trump to say, you're going to be sick of winning. I'm going to give you the country back and then do the exact opposite. So for me, that's my biggest hope. But all the evidence, all the developments, all the procedures right now don't look good. So, but hey, Trump's still president. 6 more days. They're going to start declassifying and pardoning. We'll see how it goes. That does it for today's InfoWars War Room. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.